The Showtime talk show Desus and Marrow abruptly announced yesterday that it was ending after 4 seasons. The hosts, the kid Marrow and Desus Nice, were a charismatic duo. Two guys from the Bronx who met on Twitter, hit it off, and started a podcast where they roasted rappers, basketball players, and other pop culture figures. And as NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, the two ended up changing the landscape of late-night TV.
The end of the show, the duo, the brand, all of it kind of came as a surprise, seeing as in the latest season, they came out with a string of top-tier, as they'd call it, illustrious guests. Derek Jeter, Wanda Sykes, Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington in the house.
That is right.
Make some noise, a living legend in the building.
And the thing about this Denzel interview is that it really encapsulates what made Desus and Marrow stand out in the world of late-night TV. Washington was hitting up all the shows to promote his latest movie, Macbeth. And on those shows, he'd recite Shakespeare and talk about the joys of acting, which he did on Desus and Marrow, but the duo also had him talking about growing up around the Bronx, the best pizza places along the 2 train, and the women who'd approach him after Broadway shows.
And it was about an 80-something-year-old woman. She said, boy, if I was about 3 years younger...
Gladys, calm down. Gladys, only 3?
The Cougars is
that straight. Look at me, you know, sizing me up. Yo. Checking the package.
They brought such a different energy to the late night space.
That's Sonia Saraya, a former television critic who reviewed Desus and Marrow's first season on Showtime for Vanity Fair, calling it, quote, a breath of fresh air, even in the ever more crowded landscape of late night comedy.
The late night space has been kind of dominated by very similar personalities and honestly even like sort of similar visuals.
A white guy in a suit behind a desk, maybe with a mug or something to the side. Desus and Marrow was different.
It was 2 men who were from the Bronx who brought their style and their aesthetic, which was very different from what we saw in mainstream late night TV. And then also really found a way to bring the audience into that space.
Desus Nice and the kid Marrow, real names Daniel Baker and Joel Martinez, met on Twitter and in 2013 started a podcast. Originally, it was called Desus vs. Marrow.
Yo, what's good, man? It's the Desus vs. Marrow show.
Yep.
World premiere. Boom. We got a red carpet outside right now.
Which eventually became Bodega Boys.
If you put a gun on Instagram in New York, the cops,
there's
a good chance the cops will find you and kick in your door.
And what differentiated them in the podcast space was their chemistry, their ability to pull from their shared experience of being black in the Bronx and immediately join in on each other's riffs.
Officer Buckowski is on, he's in the 47th Precinct right now on Facebook looking for guns, pot, marijuana.
Prosciutto, come over here, look at this.
Look at this over here.
Look at
this.
Guy.
Okay, the kid Marrow. Kid Marrow over here has the 4-5 ACP. He's taking
the
photos.
Look at this. Look at this guy. He thinks
I got some throwback Thursday when I throw your back against that holding cell. All right, that's your throwback Thursday.
They got big, especially on Black Twitter, which led to a TV show, first on Viceland and then on Showtime. The rumor mill is currently churning as to whether the two are still a team or if they're still friends. But what's a fact is that they'll leave a mark on media forever. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.